tenés a la Basbandú, Basbandú, Basbandú. De eso se dan todos son, de eso me quedé trabajando. De eso se dan todos, de eso me quedé trabajando. Tenés a ta niño de eso niño.
So as said by the great Indian master Vasubandhu, the root of all the negativities, root of all the negative actions, the three mental poisons, anger, attachment, and ignorance. Yeah. So the antidote to attachment is renunciation. The antidote to the antidote to anger is bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. And the antidote to ignorance is the view of the correct view of emptiness or reality. Yeah. And of these three mental poisons, ignorance is the root. Yeah, it's the very root. It's the root. So, and the antidote to the ignorance is the correct view, isn't it? The correct view of reality or emptiness. Therefore, this correct view of emptiness becomes very extremely important. Yeah.
In the 佛教的大德就是瓦苏班杜，他曾经说过，就是我们一切的恶业，它的根源呢是在于我们的三毒，也就是贪嗔痴这三毒里面。而如果我们要对治这贪嗔痴这三毒的话呢，我们就是要以出离心来对治这个对治我们的贪心的话呢，我们就要用出离心；然后如果对治我们的嗔恨心的话呢，我们就要用菩提心；而对治我们的这个愚痴心的话呢，我们就必须要用空性智慧。而这三贪嗔痴这三个里面呢，这个愚痴它是前面两者的这个根源，也就是说，这贪嗔痴的根本是在于这愚痴这里，因此呢，它是最根本的一个起因。而如果我们要去除这个愚痴的话呢，我们就必须要具备空性正见，因此呢，如果我们这个空性正见呢，它是非常重要的。
我等一下，大家双个表，天女都被写了没得呢？那就上去算了，扛下去。所以早晚这不没人背，这是天天都被他人背，对吧？今天是咱研究的上去算，用那个扛把写呢，可以早晚接头嘛了是。我听人家讲，可以早接吧啦。我那东北人打过过来是，听人家讲，东北人打的看那个啥的，天天都被他了没是，对吧？东北人都被他的看的看的起来过是的，天天都被他了没不赢呢？他东北人多过来是。
Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa goes on, in the text, and to say, though you practice renunciation and bodhicitta, without wisdom, the realization of emptiness, you cannot cut the root of samsara. Therefore, strive to understand dependent origination. So, Lama Tsongkhapa is saying here is that even if we practice and develop renunciation and bodhicitta, but as long as we do not develop this wisdom, realizing emptiness, we will not be able to cut the root of samsara. Yeah. So therefore, we have to develop this correct view, you know, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. Yeah. And how do we do that? We have to strive. We have to put effort into understanding what is dependent arising or dependent origination. So what Lama Tsongkhapa is saying here is, if we strive, we put effort into understanding what is dependent arising, then we will be able to develop the correct view.
所以说呢，宗喀巴大师他接下来他在第九个偈颂他就有说，不具通达实相慧，虽修出离菩提心，终不能断生死根，应劝通达缘起法。嗯，所以这里呢，宗喀巴大师他说，就算呢我们已经发起了这出离心还有菩提心，但是如果我们没有发起这空性正见的话，我们就没有办法断除这六道轮回它的根本。因此呢，我们必须要发起这个空性的正见，我们必须要培养我们的这种空性的正见。如果我们有办法可以培养这个空性正见的话，我们就有办法断除这六道轮回。而如果要这样的话呢，我们首先就必须要真的努力的去了解去理解什么是缘起。因为如果我们可以通过缘起了解缘起，而来发起我们对这空性对于这一切诸法的实相的一个正确的见解。
我点这里了这地点，是吧？点这点了，这地点是什么意思？点这点了，这地点，这地点，这地点，这些的，它这种点不了点的，这种点。这个天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天天차셔라되네네바근데네네네네카바데네샤로노상차강을띠고강을띠네거쳐버려네바근데루데샤로노상강을띠네쳐버려봐어때어때띠네쳐버려띠네쳐버려쿵볼라띠네마쿵볼라띠네마这些沉默的通过了电影啊是没准打击了电影啊是啊是这些沉默的这个电影的喇叭的就是电影对不对这个电影啊是下线了电影是吧这些电影啊是那打击通过了电影大声是啊我们谈就吧他们满意吧这个真的了不起啊！这，这大妈妈很有钱的，这，是吧？吃些了真的是啊，这阿妈包的了，阿妈我就把阿妈谈起来。每次到了大山去，这谈起来嘛也蛮大，他吃了我吃不了，真的是。
When we talk about dependent origination or dependent arising, yeah, Dendri in Tibetan, yeah, there are three levels, yeah, one being more subtle than the other. Yeah. So you have the first level, dependent arising on the level of cause and effect. Yeah. But depending on causes, effects are produced. So this is a very coarse level of dependent arising. This is something that we can see, isn't it? You can see in the world there's such a thing as a cause and effect, isn't it? So cause and effect is one form of dependent arising, isn't it? Effects depending on causes. And this is something that is accepted by or asserted by all the Buddhist philosophical system. Then the next level of dependent arising is dependent arising in the sense of a whole depending on parts. And then the whole, W-H-O-L-E, wholeness, something, depending on parts. For example, when she pointed to his microphone, yeah, how the microphone is composed of different parts of different directions, or let's say, talk about this room, yeah, how there's the eastern side of the room, the western side of the room, north and southern side of the room, yeah, how one entity is composed of different parts, and how the parts make up one whole, and so forth. So this is another level of dependent arising, is now dependent origination, how whole is dependent on its parts. Yeah. Then the most subtle level of dependent arising is this. So here you mean it's an example of how the self or I, and the I, exists in dependence. By depending on the aggregates, our body and mind, on the basis of body and mind, which is the basis of labeling I, then the I is designated. Okay, so this is the most subtle level of dependent arising, and it's only the highest Buddhist philosophical schools, the consequence middle way school, who asserts this level of dependent arising. So this is the most cheap one, and basically, you can see subtle one, yeah.
And then, so
that
the Yuanqi Fa, the one, it has three different levels of Yuanqi Fa. And each level, will be the previous level更加的维系。啊，最基本的第一个呢，最初的这种啊缘起的这种法则呢，就是说啊因果法则啊，比方说有因必有果，如果有那个因的话，一定有它的那个啊所带来的那种后果，所以呢，从一个因就会有一个后果的这个产生，那这个是我们大家都可以见到的。那所以呢，就是说这些啊成果呢，是因为他们的它是啊有赖它的因而产生的。那这是个因果的这种法则呢，它这种层次的这个缘起法呢，是一切的这个佛教的哲学思想系统里面呢都主张的。然后接下来呢，就是比较维系的，他是说，就是一个体的话呢，它是有赖于它的各个的组成组件而组成的。因此呢，比方说，如果是这个麦克风的话，这个麦克风它是由不同的部分的这个组件而组成的。或者是说，这一个房间的话，它也是由东南西北等等的这种四种方向而组成的。或者是某一个事物，它也是由不同的这个成分元素而组成的。所以呢，也就是说一个具体的一个事物呢，它说真的是由不同的一个成分组件或者元素而组成而产生的，所以呢，这个也是一种缘起的一种观念。然后接下来呢，这最维系的一个缘起的一个观念呢，就是说我们要看我们的这个我的这种概念。我们所谓的一个我呢，他说的呢是有赖于我们的这个身心结合体的这个五蕴的这种种种的元素的结合而产生的。因为有这个五蕴和这个身心的结合体，它就是一个基础，而在这个基础上呢，我们就给它一个安立一个冥想，说这个是我，然后就有这个我的存在。而这如果是以这个层次的这种诠释的话呢，这是佛教里面的哲学派系的最高层次的对于这缘起的一种诠释的这个方法。而这个诠释方法呢，也就是佛教中观的应成派的一个主张。
呀，他，你总该被谈到天了。 무슨 컨디션을 터지세요.